you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, demand the yellow van. Well, you may have heard this week in all the flurry of news, there is a push, a bipartisan effort to legalize recreational cannabis, better known as legalizing marijuana. And joining us is Emily Kincaid, State Representative of District 20. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
As you well know, this has been talked about for decades, but since Pennsylvania did legalize medical marijuana, which has been significant now, all around us, Ohio, New York, New Jersey, you name it, Washington, D.C., have all had, and half the states now have, recreational use of cannabis. And are we any closer today than we've been recently?
I think the fact of the matter is the House did pass a bill to legalize recreational cannabis earlier this year. The Senate voted it down, but I think that, you know, just the simple fact that we got a bill to legalize out of the House, it's further than we've ever been before. The fact that we have bipartisan legislation both in the House and the Senate, I think that that is, really good indication that we will, get it done. And I'm optimistic that we're going to get it done this session.
I know that Governor Josh Shapiro had hoped that's not going to happen for this budget, but to estimate the potential for $500 million in tax revenue from the sale. So if you were to be Nostradamus here and predict, is this something that will at least get passed by the end of the year?
I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, again, because we have two relatively similar proposals, both in the House and the Senate. I think that there's a real possibility that this could come up as early as the fall.
One of these sticking points, as I understand, is one proposal calls for, I think Dan Frankel, we talked to him about it, that it would be handled by the state store system somehow. And others are saying that that's not the way to go and inefficient. That's one of the issues. But in the meantime, all these other states are, and I know they put just to our west in Ohio a number of facilities just over the border just to lure Pennsylvanians, even though it's illegal for Pennsylvanians to buy there and come back. But we all know the reality of it. What are you hearing are the major issues that are keeping it from happening?
I think it's been that the Senate hadn't really come up with any kind of a proposal. And now that's been introduced. The governor had his plan. And I think there was some, hope that the governor would weigh in on what bill he actually wanted to see move. So I think that it's kind of trying to see, where the meeting of the minds is. The Senate Republicans were pretty explicit that they did not want a state store model. But I think that, now we're looking at exclusively private industry models, that this is, we're getting closer.
We're with Emily Kincaid, State Rep representing the 20th District. Why don't they just take a look at, since half the country has this legal, find out who's running it the most efficiently and making the most money and just use that as a model?
Honestly, that's kind of what we are doing with our bill, HB 20, looking at all of the states and the lessons learned. 24 states have legalized at this point, so we can look at what worked, what didn't, what the issues were, and try to avoid them. So we had a lot of input from stakeholders at every level. So people who are working in the social equity space, people who are working in the criminal justice space, the cannabis businesses that exist around the country, about what, you know, what makes sense. And, you know, so we put all of that feedback into this bill to try and really make Pennsylvania the gold standard for how to legalize in an efficient way that makes sense.
Well, before you go, how's it going with the state budget? Are we any closer today?
That may be beyond my Nostradamus powers. but I think we are certainly closer to a budget because it is one more day has passed. But beyond that, I have no insight.
All right. Well, Emily, appreciate you being on with us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Pennsylvania State Rep. Emily Kincaid. Of the 20th District, which is several communities in Pittsburgh and surrounding areas in Allegheny County. So, Aaron, it doesn't sound like there's major progress, but there is progress in that world.
I keep hearing Gina Venzel, who we spoke to a few weeks ago. I hear how she always says, you know, we don't want to be behind the curve, you know, and rob Pittsburgh of the money we could bring here. And there's this endless world of possibilities. And then there's also people that are like, hold on, do we really want to do that? So it'll be interesting to see what happens for sure.
Meanwhile, a bunch of people are driving to Ohio this morning to get ready for the weekend.
Right.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.